We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hi, it's Emma.
Hey, it's Zorik.
Host of the Day Podcast, and we have another fun and exciting show for you guys today.
You know, we've been on break for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks because of a lot of things, a lot of issues, not issues, but maybe changes. You know, obviously Corona
changes.
Yeah. Moving.
Personal
for
things.
Me. Yeah. What about you? What have you been doing?
What have I not been doing? Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing physical therapy for my foot.
Okay. What happened to your foot again?
I was jogging and I fell and really like twisted it.
Oh, you got twisted, huh? So how does it feel?
So, I mean, it still hurts every once in a while, but it's kind of funny because at first I was like, surely like there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just being dramatic. And
yeah.
I went to PT and they're like, no, you're not being dramatic. Like it's actually hurt.
Ah, well.
So, yeah.
So how much... how much more physical therapy do you need?
So I've been doing it for like a month, and so we're just doing like foundational things. But basically, like I'm not allowed to jog, and I'm not allowed to do like weight lifts. I'm only allowed to walk and do yoga.
Walk for how long?
My PT basically said like try to do it for like 30 minutes or less.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's, yeah.
Sucks.
Super fun times.
Have you been dating?
No.
Why?
My foot's broken. No.
You can go I can wheel you into a restaurant, and I can actually sit there with you, and I can even help you order. You could just, like, not say anything, and I can just talk. So, like, I'm your puppet.
Isn't that what you do already? Yeah. When we go out to restaurants, you just order for me.
That is true. That's how that happens.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, not dating. What's the point of it right now? It's like everybody's getting sick. Numbers are going up. Like, why am I going to put myself out there right now?
Yeah. It is a difficult time. We've talked about it.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you dating?
Yeah. So you notice how I... responded with my voice. I like kind of went up an octave, but
rather hesitant
because it's a different time because some people want to meet up, some people don't, and
right,
you know, it's the whole coronavirus thing. So
yep.
Speaking of coronavirus and dating, what are we talking about today?
We're gonna talk about if Zorik and I are bad at dating.
Yeah. So who do you think
is worse?
Which
I already know the answer is going to be yes, I'm bad at dating.
Well, who knows? You might be good at dating if you answer these.
We'll see.
Yeah. So it's a website called BuzzFeed, which is pretty
big. What?
BuzzFeed. It's really big, and we'll talk about 10 scenarios or questions to tell if you're bad at dating. Yeah.
Cool.
So, what's in the news today?
So many things are happening in the world, you guys. Okay. So, let's start off with, like, the sad news.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that Naya Rivera, who was an actress on Glee, who was known for playing Santana, recently passed away. And so she was found in this California lake. And, like, she actually saved her son like from drowning, and then like, but like she couldn't save herself, so she basically drowned and saved her 4-year-old son, which I thought was just like, that's crazy.
That's,
you know,
that's super sad. She looks like super Kim Kardashian. Sad. A little bit, right?
She looks like what?
Kim Kardashian.
How don't.
Yeah, she does. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, but it was just kind of like, you know, everyone in the Glee cast, or almost everyone in the Glee cast, you know, like was paying tribute. And Heather Morris, who played Brittany, like slash her like girlfriend on Glee, you know, like was trying to figure out like search parties for her to see if like they could find her, and was like helping the police kind of be active in that. So just super sad all around.
Yeah, that is super sad. And it looks like she's fairly young.
Yeah, she's my age. She's 33.
And literally has the whole world ahead of her.
Yeah.
Married to Ryan Dorsey. Who's Ryan Dorsey?
She was married to him. That's who the father of her son is. Mm-hmm. But the relationship wasn't a good one from what I remember.
Hmm. Right. It says here he's an actor on Ray Donovan, which I've never seen that show before.
I don't know what that show is.
I think it's on HBO.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
Sad. So apparently Josh Gad said that "Do You Want to Build a Snowman" wasn't part of like the original Frozen movie. So Josh Gad, he voices Olaf in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like, hello, "Do You Want to Build a Snowman" is like a great musical number in Frozen, and everybody was like annoyed by it. I still sing it all the time. My niece sings it to me all the time. She'll come and knock on the door and ask me if I want to build a snowman. And I always tell her to leave me alone because that's part of the song too. But anyways, but it's just kind of crazy to imagine like that this movie like would not have this iconic song.
Yeah, I've never heard of this song. Let's see if we can find it. What is it called?
"Do You Want to Build a Snowman."
Huh, okay.
Wait, have you ever seen Frozen?
I don't think so.
Do you have Disney Plus?
I do. Do you want to build a snowman?
Okay, you need to watch Frozen 1 and then Frozen 2.
Oh, okay.
And I think you're probably going to like Frozen 2 more.
We've got rockets.
Oh, commercial. Shit. Why? Is it... What's the synopsis?
Introducing Domino's car side delivery. Of which one?
Of the movie in general. Like, what is it about?
So, Frozen is about the Ice Queen. And basically, it's two sisters, Anna and Elsa, and we figure out that one of them has special powers, which obviously is Elsa, right? Because she's the Ice Queen, and it's this whole, like, story about how, like, they were super close growing up, and then they weren't close, and, like, what happened that then made them not be close anymore, only to come close and figure out that true love isn't just like a romantic, like boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, wife, boyfriend, boyfriend, or husband, husband kind of relationship. Like it can also be like a sister relationship, and it's beautiful.
Nice. Okay. So.
And the second one is about Elsa figuring out her place in the world along with her sister Anna.
Got it.
And again, it's just like about sisterly love.
Nice. Sounds interesting.
You should watch it.
Probably not, but go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, I love it. And I also like saw the documentary on Disney Plus that was like, about Frozen 2 and how like the movie came about. Mm-hmm. And it's really kind of funny to watch that like they didn't know what they were doing throughout the whole time.
Well.
And then, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So let's move on to, I can't with this couple, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
Mm.
I can't with that one. And I feel like Jada Pinkett Smith, ever since, like, the Facebook, like, show, like, Red Table Talk, like, I don't know. Like, it makes me, like, question her a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Okay. Is it with her and what happened?
So, on this past episode, what happened was, is that basically she addressed this allegation with Will Smith that she had an affair with this singer called August Alsina.
What nationality is that? Or is that just his name? That's just like...
That's just his name.
Okay.
So, basically, what had happened was, is that she and Will, like, temporarily separated, and that she and August were in a relationship.
Oh. Okay. So, like,
yes.
In between, she found a man or something.
Right.
Okay.
But it said that basically, like, how it started was, like, they were actually friends, and then it, like, transformed into, like, this relationship. But it was kind of funny because she called it, like, an entanglement instead of an affair. And it's just like, no, girl, like, an affair is an affair.
That's a great word. That is a great word for a mistake you made. That's crazy.
I think she called it, like, an emotional entanglement or something. And I was just like, no, it's an affair. It's an affair, and it is what it is. And so, you know, and I've also kind of, like, found it interesting and just kind of the double standards that we have for, like, men and women and how, like, people were making fun of Will Smith for, like, getting back together with Jada after this affair. But, like, you know, like, how the table's been turned, like, you know, Will Smith would have gotten a lot of crap for cheating on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when the guy does it, well, I don't know. You know, it just depends on who did what. It depends on the context.
Right? Well, he's 20. He's a 27-year-old. So August Alsina is a 27-year-old rapper. And over the weekend, he released a new song. Guess what it's called, Zorik?
It's called I Love Jada.
Nope.
No? Jada.
Miss it's Smith. Called Entanglement.
Oh, Entanglement. Okay.
And here are some of the lyrics.
Okay.
The definition of entanglement, it's when you're tangled in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't call it a relationship, but you're still effing with me.
Okay. Do we like the song?
I don't know. It has Rick Ross on it.
Taco Bell's new grilled cheese burrito is filled.
Stupid commercials. This is it?
I don't know. Probably. It sounds like Rick Ross.
Yeah, August Alsina.
I've never heard of him before this.
Me either. This sounds like every other song I've heard before.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways,
so let's end with the fact that honestly, there's a new streaming service, and honestly, I feel like by the end of like all of these streaming services, some genius is gonna be like, you know, we can combine all of these streaming services, and we're gonna call it cable.
And then
everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, it's such a genius idea.
That's true, and they should, because there's too many streaming services. I'm like subscribed to like every single one. It's not good.
Same here. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I might as well just pay for like cable again.
I know.
Well, NBC came out with their streaming service called Peacock. And I gotta say, I kind of like that it's free if you don't care for commercials. So if you're like, I'm okay with commercials, it's free. And you sign in, and apparently you don't even need a credit card account, you know, like usually like other streaming services, like you need one when you're signing up, not this one.
Okay.
And then you can pay either $4.99 and you get every movie, every episode of every season. I guess they've all had in their NBC or whatever, and live sports and more for $4.99, or you can get everything without ads for $10.
But I'm looking at BuzzFeed right now, and it says presented by Peacock, so they're like everywhere. But
yes.
What about the shows? Are there any cool shows?
It's basically like everything that they've had before, you Whoa. Know. So it's all their. So The Office is probably going to go there at the end of the year when it's done with Netflix. You know, Parks and Rec. They're also having like shows for the service that are called Peacock Originals.
It says Downton Abbey here.
Downton Abbey. Yeah, Downton Abbey.
30 Rock, Below Deck.
Yes, I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
That a lot of the Bravo shows are going to be on this streaming service. So if they move all of my Real Housewives that I love, yes, I'm coming over. Mm,
but is Bravo is it owned by NBC? Bravo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the umbrella.
I did not know that. That's crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well,
like
I'm going to try it.
Bethany's show, Bethany Getting Married, is on here.
Mm-hmm. Bethany Frankel?
Yeah.
Nice. I do watch Below Deck sometimes. Because I like the whole ship thing, like sailing in a yacht with staff and a chef, which is really cool. But okay.
Can you get something like that for one of your birthdays, please?
Mm-hmm.
In the summer.
My birthday's in December.
Yes, I know, but pretend your birthday's in the summer.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
What else?
So that's all I got.
Nice. Okay. Well, those were like pretty hard hitting. I think the whole Jada Pinkett Smith thing that's a big thing I've seen all over the news.
Yeah, same here.
Today. Okay, now, let's see here. So it's this website called BuzzFeed, right? Small website. And
yep.
It's called Respond to 10 Scenarios and we'll tell you if you're bad at dating. Okay, so this is what we'll do. I'll read it to you, Emma, and you respond.
Okay.
Oh, I'll read the question, and you read the answers. And you tell me which one you choose, and I'll tell you which one I choose.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is, you have the hots for someone in your extended friend group. You.
Ask them out. Drop hints until they ask you out. Avoid them, treat them as a friend. Whatever happens, happens.
Okay. What do you do?
I drop hints until they ask me out.
Oh. I just ask them out. Like, why not? Right? Because you're kind of beating around the bush, but I know it's hard. It's hard, but it's not because you're friends. Your friends are friends. Right?
Right.
And they're more
But this is an extended friend group.
Yeah, it's fine. And I think because of that factor, aren't they like more inclined to say, yeah, why not?
Yes.
Yeah. See? So you don't really have much to... Well, you do have a lot to lose because if they say no or it was a shitty date, man, that's gonna be a story that everyone's going to talk about forever.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you said drop hints. I said,
right.
Drop the hammer and ask them out right away. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you schedule a date for 8 p.m. You show up at blank.
7:55, 8 p.m., 8:20 p.m., or 9:30 p.m.
What? Let me guess. You show up at 8:20 p.m.
No, I'm going to show up at 8.
Oh, right at 8 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to wait in my car until it's 7:59.
Okay, guess what I would choose?
7:55.
Bam, you're right. Okay, so we would be 5 minutes apart, basically.
Right.
Okay, your date says something rude to you. You...
Laugh it off, stand up for yourself, leave, or say something rude back.
Okay, I know what you're saying. You're going to say. You're going to say something rude back.
I'd laugh it off the first time.
I'd say you'd say something rude back.
No, I'd laugh it off the first time. The second time, I'd be rude back.
Okay.
Because the first time, I'm always like, this person could genuinely be, like, making a mistake. I could have heard them wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always something the first time you say something. And then the second time and the third time, that's when I would say something rude back.
What would I do?
So I laugh it off the first one.
What would I do?
You'd probably laugh it off, too.
Yeah, laugh it off. Okay, so we are right on that one. Okay.
In agreement.
We agree. You're not feeling your date. You blank.
Make an excuse and leave. Run out when they're not looking. Tell them you're not interested and go, or grin and bear it.
Okay. I want to say you grin and bear it.
Yep, I would grin and bear it.
Why?
Because I've done it before. I've done it before. Because it's like, because in the moment you're like, okay, so like, they're nervous, I'm nervous, like something could be happening. And then like, if something happens again, then you're like, all right, like, no, like we gave it a try. That's no.
You know, my nightmare is they say something rude to me and I'm like right in the middle of biting into this filet mignon. The first bite. And there's no way I'm leaving that filet mignon for an earthquake.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, we agree. Grin and bear it. Okay.
Grin and bear it.
Your date texts you asking to meet up again, but you don't really want to. You blank.
Don't reply. Reply saying you're not interested. Reply saying you're super busy. Or accept a second date.
Okay. I want to say that I think you accept a second date.
It would depend.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with reply saying I'm not interested.
Okay. What would I do?
You would accept the second date.
Yeah, correct. Okay, next. Another day, another date. You get asked to do an activity you've never done before. You blank.
Are down because it sounds fun. Google the activity extensively beforehand. Suggest you do something more familiar or refuse to show up.
I would say you would suggest to do something more familiar.
I would Google it and then suggest you do something more familiar.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
But yeah, you're right. Suggest you do something more familiar.
But why is that? Tell me why.
Because I will not be out of my comfort zone. I'm already enough of my comfort zone on dates. So, no.
Okay, what would I do?
It's already too much. I think you would do it, Zorik.
Oh, yeah. I'm down. No fear here. Okay. You're on the date when a person you've had a crush on for ages walks in. So let's think about this, Emma. You're on a first date at HG Supply. And you know in HG Supply on the bottom floor, you can sit up against the wall and you can look at who comes in?
Yep.
Your crush walks in. Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
Ditch your date, try to hang out with both of them, smile and wave, but stick with your date, or pretend that you didn't see them walk in.
I think you would smile and wave, but stick with your date.
Yes. You would try to hang out with both of them.
Well, you liar. So here.
I am. You would smile and wave.
So ditching your date is I don't think that's a no. I think that's a no-no because I think your reputation, you know, that goes with you everywhere. And I think you're going to someone's going to say something and it's going to get around.
Yes.
If you try to hang out with both of them, that's just weird because you can't focus on both of them at the same time. You might be able to, but it's going to get weird. but I would pretend that I didn't see them and walk in. So I just would ignore them.
Oh.
That's what I would do. Yeah, because it's like checking your phone on a date. You know, you have to focus on
that. But it's not my fault. I know who they are.
I know. Okay. You're really into your date. You blank.
Tell them on the date. Ask them out again. Wait for them to say something or try your hardest to appear uninterested.
I think you would try your hardest to appear uninterested.
I would actually wait for them to say something.
Oh, really? Okay. Why?
Because you always tell me not to make the first moves.
Yeah, don't make the first move. Right. You want them to chase you. So that's a good one. As a man, mm-hmm. What would I do?
You tell them on the date.
I would just ask them out, honestly. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's like, maybe telling them and then asking them out. I think that's too much. I think one or the other. But asking mm-hmm. them out means that I like you. So there you go. Okay. You didn't hear back after the date. You blank.
Send them a message. Move on. It probably wasn't meant to be. Message them until they respond or show up at their office with flowers.
So I think, Emma, you would show up at their office with flowers for sure.
100%. 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally me.
No.
A cactus flower, and then I'd be like, stop being so prickly with me.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think, really, you would send them a message.
I would.
Yeah, because one day you'll be with me. We'll be hanging out. We're having martinis.
Happy hour drinks.
And then you'd tell me, why didn't he text me? And I'd be like, just text the guy, and you'd text him.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid courage. That's why.
Liquid courage.
Yeah.
Or you and Shannon, man, make me do things that Emma would never really do.
Yeah. So, yeah, what would I do?
I'm torn between either sending them a message or you'd move on.
Oh.
Are you telling me you would message them until they responded?
Probably, yeah. Until a restraining order comes up my way. No, I would just send him a message. I would send him like one or two messages and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, your biggest flaw in dating is blank.
Ooh. Being too aloof, being too intense, being too weird, or nothing. I am what I am.
So this is an easy answer for Emma. It's nothing. I am what I am. Is that true?
100%.
Okay. Why? Why is that?
Because I am who I am.
Okay. What's my choice?
Nothing?
Nothing? What do you mean nothing?
Okay, being too weird.
I think too intense.
Sometimes.
Because I think I dive into shit too much. You know?
You do.
Yeah. Okay. So that's mine. So what is yours say? So response.
Mine says, okay. Oh. I am pretty bad at dating. Told you.
Wait a second.
It says, hey, maybe you're more of a long-term kind of person.
Mine says, you got pretty bad at dating. Oh my gosh. No wonder we're single.
No wonder we're single.
That was fun. I liked that game. That was a very fun game. So, what did we learn today, Emma, about ourselves?
That we are really good about telling other people what to do with their lives, but we cannot take our own advice.
Yeah, and you know what? We don't have to be experts.
Mm-mm.
For ourselves.
Nope.
But we know what's going on in the game, and we can help everybody out. But everyone has their hang-ups. We're just yep. like everyone else. We have trouble dating, but we just talk about it on the air. That's all.
Try to be as transparent as possible for you guys.
Yeah. How's Corona treating you?
okay, I guess. I've been doing home projects.
Like what?
At the moment.
What are you knitting today?
I'm not knitting. I am using power tools.
Ooh, that's cool.
Currently, I am sanding doors.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense because you don't want to get splinters or something. Are you painting?
No, because you want to paint them.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
So I learned that if you use a sander, you lose your fingerprints. Because of the sander, like, vibrate so much.
Of course.
Yep.
What else?
That's it. I've been doing my PT, swimming, and sanding.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What about you?
I've just been moving, and that's about it. Just moving. Mm-hmm. Oh, I built a gym.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why are you moving again, Zorik? What?
Oh, because I bought a house.
You what?
I bought a house. Yeah, it's a lot of room. It's like my dogs don't know what the hell to do. It's like there's just so much. They're like lost all the time, and they're still trying to understand that you pee in the backyard. You don't pee in the house. So, yeah. And my neighbors are nice.
That's good.
One came over and brought a bottle of wine. So it's a great neighborhood. Yeah, it's a great neighborhood. So okay. I think that's all. So
I think that's all we got for today.
Life goes on. Corona hopefully gets better soon, but we're all resilient and we'll all keep it going, right?
Bo-so.
All right. Okay. Anything else, Emma, before we go?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.